of the permit is to continue to harass the geese. We can actually shoot them with a paintball gun. We're looking at maybe doing that, mostly because it would be a lot of fun. And, we can do that. And like I said, we...
Remember, all of this is on tape.
we'll continue to harass the geese, and then, you know, we'll set up some... Once we've identified those geese that aren't going to leave and don't take the hint, then we'll set up some sort of a hunt to do that. I guess another one of our big wildlife problems is skunks.
We've captured 7. We hired a person to come out and set traps. We've captured 7 skunks, a raccoon, and I think 2 cats.
Rabbit.
How do you get the skunk out of the cage?
I don't know.
You hire somebody.
There's a guy who actually comes and gets a trap, and then he...
That's what I mean. How do you get to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the process is.
Beyond his big
group. Don't want to know.
How do you get near a skunk from half a mile?
Yeah, we actually decapitated one with a hanger door. Pretty bad.
Vultures, Jim?
The vultures... there's no real permit we can get to shoot those. You know, there are things you can do, like hanging the effigies of a dead vulture on a wire out there someplace, but there's nothing really that makes a whole lot of sense. A lot of it has to do with the availability of water and things like that, you know, that we're going to address over time, but we just haven't gotten there yet. And, you know, they also like to, you know, ride the thermals over the runway. You know, the black asphalt, you know, you get the thermals and you see them up there just circling. You know, that's what they're doing. Not sure how you fix that one.
Are they protected, or is there a reason they can't get a permit?
Protected.
Yeah. The other thing we've done with the deer that I forgot to tell you is, you know, is habitat management. We had a helicopter come in and spray the ditches that are down at the other end where the deer have been hiding. That'll kill the vegetation in there and not give them a place to hide anymore. So you may see that those trees are all dying out, and there's a big line of dead grass along the ditch. So, we're working on that. The other bird problem we have is somebody's put up a birdhouse down there by Sussex Aero Maintenance to attract
the birds. That's a bird trap.
Oh, the bird trap.
Okay. You look at that real close, you see that's a bird drowning trap.
Okay. That makes more sense.
They fly in.
They don't check out.
They wait, makes it go down, and then the only way out is through that vertical tube, which goes into the water.
Good. You got any geese-sized ones?
We got a patent on it. We'll sell it. They look large model.
It's another airport business.
You don't really need that trap. You got a couple of Cherokees down there this summer that just got to be full of straw down. We sit there and just watch the birds build their nest in them.
Yeah. That's all I have. Like I said, we're continuing the program, and it's an ongoing thing and always will be. If anybody has any questions?
No, the only thing I can tell you is that I did see the 4 Bambies. They were very young deer down there.
Yep.
With white spots.
Well, you know, we had 2 that were born in those woods over the summer. And I keep telling people we're waiting for them to get big enough to shoot. So, because nobody wants to shoot a little deer. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants us to shoot the deer, but, you know, show them the picture of the little fawn, and they all go, oh, isn't that sweet? And I showed somebody the picture. I said, this is what it looked like right before we shot it. And, you know, I thought they were going to rip my head off, but that's...
Spot shooting all up now again.
We're going to have...
Spot
I mean, whatever we do out there, you can guarantee it's going to get out to the public that we're doing it, and you know, we're going to hear about it. So, you know, we need to make sure we're doing it right. And
you know, show them some photos of airplanes that have deer strikes. Mm-hmm. People like Jerry Jones's airplane down at Troy, Alabama, when they hit the deer. It hadn't been for a couple of guys, a couple of good old boys with axes in their pickup trucks, the 2 pilots would have died in that one. Mm-hmm. Airplane was totally destroyed. Yep. There was a couple of bad accidents over at Easton a few years ago one at Cambridge from a deer strike. So that's the pictures we need to show people if they want to buy the deer. That's what's more important, you know, Bambi out there or the, you know, life